News that Amazon will build headquarters for its East Coast operations in New York and Washington really came as no surprise to political and business leaders in Columbus. But they are disappointed nonetheless. WSU's Adora Namigade reports the city hopes to capitalize on the fact it was an Amazon finalist.
The location of Amazon HQ2 was a mystery for a year. More than 200 cities applied for the opportunity. In January, Amazon selected a list of 20 finalists, and Columbus was among them. In fact, some national prognosticators gave Columbus a legitimate shot. But it did not happen.
Although we're disappointed we didn't get this, Amazon has a pretty strong presence in Central Ohio.
Mayor Andrew Ginther and other city leaders say they are not entirely sure why Amazon passed on Columbus. Columbus Director of Development Steve Shoney says the city and private sector partners will meet with Amazon down the road to discuss why.
We haven't had a debrief with the company yet, so I really don't have any information to share on that.
In its original search for a new headquarters, Amazon listed strong workforce, affordable cost of living, and access to mass transit as important consideration factors. Columbus has a relatively low cost of living compared to other finalists. Shoney says the city also has the employment base.
We have a strong workforce, and more importantly, we have the ability to generate additional workforce with our great post-secondary institutions around Columbus.
New York City and Washington, D.C. both have extensive public transportation systems and national airports that Amazon highlighted in their announcement Tuesday. Shoney admits Columbus lacks in this area.
What we looked at as a positive, actually, is that we don't have a legacy system that we're burdened by, so we would have the ability to build something new.
Columbus Mayor Andrew Ginther says the city is working on improving transportation options.
I haven't heard directly from Amazon about that. They take into account lots of different things. I know one of the things was direct flights, and we've added two since this process started to Seattle and Salt Lake City.
Columbus proposed sites in Franklinton, Easton, and Ohio State University. The city's bid included tax incentives that would have amounted to more than $2 billion in savings for Amazon over 15 years. Columbus Partnership Communications VP Irene Alvarez says the business organization will keep working to improve the city's market competitiveness.
We'll continue to expand air service. We'll continue to build our smart city technologies, already well on our way. Advanced mobility options for moving around people and things.
Alvarez says it's disappointing that Columbus was not chosen, but that the city is more visible after becoming an Amazon HQ2 finalist.
We'll continue to compete. We'll be working with 100, 150 companies at any given time who are examining our market.
Even though Columbus did not land the big HQ prize, Amazon has a large presence in Central Ohio. Its data and fulfillment centers employ some 6,000 people in the Columbus area. Ohio also got an Amazon Consolation Prize when the company announced plans to build an air shipping operation in Wilmington at the site of the DHL shipping facility that closed 10 years ago. Adora Namigade, WOSU News.